I think we have a handout tonight. We've been talking about different aspects of ministry and just suggestions for different ones. We've last couple times I was here, I wasn't last week, I don't believe because of the graduation, but we talked about teenagers, children's ministry. Tonight we're going to talk about something that relates to the family. I want to apply it tonight just specifically. We probably do something else over the next few weeks, but tonight I want to speak specifically about one specific aspect, one specific thing, and how it is really, it's killing our families. It's killing marriages, it's killing our parenting, it's killing our teenagers and even our children. And the reason that it is I'll tell you what it is in a second, is because it's killing our society. And we're not handling it correctly in our families. I want to talk, and I know you don't like to hear it, okay? So I'm going to try not to be sarcastic tonight. I know that's hard for you to believe. I think I took a spiritual gift test, and it said this gift of sarcasm. And so that's a blessing to people that don't live with me. But I want to be honest, but we have to talk about it. It's horrific. The results and the issues it's causing are pretty bad. A lot has changed in our society. Now, I'm not old. Seriously? You had to laugh, really? I'm not old. I am older. But even as a teenager, there's things that I didn't have to deal with that you did. Think about how technology has changed. Remember, how many remember television was seven channels? How many remember that? Now, some televisions had another section of channels called UHF, and they never came in, okay? It was like snow. So, did we not pass those out? You're fired, Oscar. Thank you. If you wanted to see something that came on television, you had to be there when it played or else you didn't see it. That's just how it worked. And then at a certain time of night, the television would go off. The station just turned off, and if you turned it, it was this like weird circle with a bunch of lines, and it was an Indian in the middle. And it made this sound. Doo-doo. Things have changed, okay? It's not like that anymore. Now you have probably like 300,000 channels. You can watch stuff on the internet. You can take it with you on your iPhone, on your phone or your pad. Think about movies. If someone wanted to watch a movie, they had to sneak to the movie theater. If you didn't see it there, you didn't see it for years. Now you can get it sooner, and you get access to movies that back in our day would have been rated X. Okay? Totally inappropriate. Think about phones. You had one phone in your house, and it was hardwired. They didn't even have I wasn't that far back, okay? I didn't know Alexander Graham Bell, but Brother Jerry did. So it was one line, and it didn't even have the one, you know, the cordless. And so if you wanted to make a phone call, you had to hope nobody in your house was on the phone. And if someone called you, you had to hope that there was no one else on the phone, or else I got the beep, 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 beep. No messages, no nothing. And that was the old days. Music. If you wanted to hear your favorite song, you had better hope that when you turned the radio on, it was playing that song. And if it didn't, you didn't get to hear it. And or unless you went and buy an album, a really big black disc, and you'd play it, and this little thing had a diamond needle, and they'd constantly break. How do you remember that? And if you didn't have an extra needle when it wore out, you didn't get to hear anything, or you got a cassette tape. Now, some of you probably remember they still have them, CDs, although people really don't use those very much anymore. Social media. You know what we called social media? Talking with your friends. That was it. If you wanted to do social media, you had to go talk with your friend. By the way, if you wanted to show your friend a picture, you had to get your camera, you had to take the picture, you had to take 24 pictures, take the film out, take it down to the store, have them develop it for a week, photo mat, and then you go pick it up, and then you carry the pictures over to their house and say, here's what I ate for dinner 2 weeks ago, okay? Study and research. We call that the library. Encyclopedias, okay? You don't need any of that stuff anymore. You don't even know what if you wanted to study a subject, you had to go down to the library or open the encyclopedia, and you had to find the right book out of thousands of books, And then in that book, you had to find the right page out of hundreds of pages, and then you had to write down the information you needed. Okay? That's lame. Games. Now, we played games when we were kids. You know what we had to do? We had to run down to the pizza place, and we put a quarter in the pinball machine. And then it happened. They came out with Pong. Two paddles and a ball. Doop, 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 doop. That was fun. Okay, by the way, the people that bought those for their television early days, it permanently messed up their screens, all right? We didn't have them. Now you have it on your phone and everywhere else. Now, technology has also made it a lot easier, and some of these things are bad, to connect with bad elements. Now, as I give you some thoughts tonight, and I'm going to have to really talk fast or take a couple extra minutes if you allow me that. You're not talking to somebody that doesn't like technology. Now, there's some pastors, even my age, you know, they don't know anything about technology, and God bless them. I jumped in right away. My mother-in-law in the early days gave me an old Atari computer. It had the little floppy paper 5.5-inch disc. And if you wanted to use a program, it took 20 minutes to load, and you had to keep switching out the papers, and it did nothing. Absolutely nothing. But we got in on that. I remember the early days of cell phones. Because we had our own business, I got the little mini brick cell phone and a page. You couldn't even leave it on. You had to leave it off because the battery only lasted like 20 minutes. And you had a pager. If someone paged you, then you'd turn it on real fast and you would talk to them. You'd turn it off before the battery went dead. And I had all those things. I had the little Palm Pilot. How many remember those? Man, I love those things. Think of it as this way, kids. It was an iPhone without telephone service, black and white, no Wi-Fi, and it looked really janky on the screen. It just didn't look very good. But I've always had this type of technology. I like technology. Okay, I like using it. It just makes life easier. It allows us to accomplish so much more. So I'm not coming from an angle of somebody that says, "Let's go back to the caveman days and we'll draw on the sides of the wall." Okay, are you with me? We're not doing that. But I do understand the problems with it. It has changed, and not all of it is good. You have the internet that's available everywhere, the proliferation of social media, and you can even get a spouse from the internet. You know, www.downloadawife.com, okay? She'll come from some other country. She's 40 years younger than you, and she'll divorce you in 6 months. But the internet has changed our lives. Now, not all about technology is bad. Market research tells us 80% of visitors check the church's website. I hear people all the time. Hey, how'd you hear about our church? Oh, you know, I heard about you through here, and I checked your website, so forth. And you can learn many, many, many things. Now, but what we need to understand, and we cannot be ignorant of, is that there's a dark side to technology. I think I mentioned it on Sunday. I'm extremely glad that we did not have all of this technology accessible when I was a teenager. I was already a problem child as a teenager, and I got in enough trouble without having technology to make it a lot easier for me to get into trouble. And I really think about it sometimes. I would have went a lot deeper into problems if I would have had access to this stuff. For us to go do some of the things that you can do now at the snap of a finger and the touch of a device, you had to go somewhere to do that stuff, and it wasn't very convenient. It was a lot harder to hide it from your parents. So that's the world we live in. We can't run from it. It's a part of life. It's a part of work, and I understand it. But we need to understand it. So tonight, as just part of this, I just want to throw out some guidelines in three different areas to help us with technology. And I'm not trying to be mean tonight. I'm not trying to be, again, sarcastic. But we need to understand this because I know what some of you are thinking, okay? You know, I've heard you say these things before. Here you go. It's preacher speak. It's not preacher speak. And you think I'm lying when I say most of the problems I deal with, in one way or another, technology is involved. It is. I wish it wasn't. It'd be nice. Look, we have to have some rules in our school regarding this stuff. And I wish we didn't have to have that. Because we have to police it, and I don't like it. And you don't like that we police what's going on with the children, but I'll just be real honest with you, we have to. We're not going to have that stuff creeping into the school. And the things that creep into our school that aren't right, 95 times out of 100 come from some type of technology. And so that's why I'm talking about it. First of all, I'm going to be very, very practical tonight. First of all, I want to give you some guidelines of faith, guidelines regarding our faith when it comes to how we deal with technology. People seem to think because that they are online or involved with technology that you can violate biblical principles and act unchristian. And that's just not true. And whatsoever you do, in word or deed, do all in the name of Jesus Christ, giving thanks to God and the Father by Him. So everything we do, either in our actions or what we say, we are supposed to do it in the name of the Lord Jesus. And so if some of the ways that you're acting through technology you could not do in the name of Jesus, maybe it's not right. Maybe we need to make some changes. This is a good verse to live by. Let me just give you a few thoughts here when it comes to our faith. First of all, don't allow the focus to be on self. Don't allow the focus to be on self. James 4:6, but he giveth more grace, wherefore he saith, God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble. So one thing about technology, and particularly social media in particular, is it becomes about ourselves. It's just all about what I'm doing. And there's nothing wrong with sharing stuff. And I get it. You get on whatever it is, Facebook. I don't personally have a Facebook deal. And you post things so your family can see what's going on. That's fine. But you know what I'm talking about. Sometimes we get so narcissistic in what we're posting. I'm not talking to teenagers because we'll get to you in a minute. You're not supposed to have social media. If you're in our school, okay? And if you do, we'll find out. Don't worry about it. But you know, if someone looks on your Instagram account and there's 75 pictures of you, here's me with my dog. Here's me eating pizza. Here's me driving my car. Here's me killing a cockroach. Whatever, okay? Maybe it's just a little bit too much about you. And by the way, I'll say this, and I'm looking down, and I'm not trying to be mean. You know, you put your little provocative pictures on your profile. That's totally godless. I don't know if you knew that. Okay, and the ones that do sneak on there, you want to look like a movie star, let me just explain something to you. You don't look like one. Okay? So let's make sure that we're not overly focusing on our share thoughts. I don't, you know, look, I have Twitter and Instagram. That's it. Okay? Facebook would take too much time, I think. But I can easily post things. I like reading things from other pastors and churches on Twitter. I really don't spend a lot of time on Instagram. I look at it every now and then, and most of the time I get irritated, so I kind of back off of that. But there's nothing wrong. Letter B, don't allow yourself to become critical of others. How easy is it, right? Proud and haughty scorner is his name who dealeth in proud wrath. And the thing is this, we'll say things behind a typewriter or a keypad on an iPad or a phone that we would not say to someone's face. And I even see sometimes, and I try to avoid it, where, you know, some pastor will post something on Twitter or something, and it's almost like they want to be confrontational and everybody's got to jump in, and I avoid that stuff. Okay, I avoid that. I'd rather post a picture of, you know, my grandchild eating mud or something like that. All right, you know, I just like that. That's because my daughter married the wrong person, and that's their DNA, not mine. Okay, you know, I post a picture of Steve. They took an X-ray of him, and it's a little X-ray, and there's a big round thing right here. That's where he swallowed a quarter, and it got stuck in his throat. It's like, you know, the kid's just like his dad. But what we do is we get critical of others. Galatians 3, 4, 5, verse 14 and 15. For all the law is fulfilled in one word, even in this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. But if you bite and devour one another, take heed that you be not consumed one of another. So let's not justify being critical or mean just because we're not face to face with somebody. That's very, very. And by the way, let me say this, and it's probably somewhere else, so I'll throw it out there now. Don't follow people that are critical of us or you. Sometimes people leave our church and they're throwing darts. You don't know the whole story. Why do you follow them? Sorry. By the way, if someone said something bad about my wife, I'm not going to follow them. Okay? If someone's going to say something bad about my wife, that's my job. Just kidding. okay? But yet we'll follow people that are critical, or they've backslidden, and they're putting some type of pictures on social media that are godless. There's one, my wife will say, one of our relatives got upset because I blocked him on her social media. They're like, why did Steve do that? I'm mad at him. I'm like, I could care less if they're mad at me. We're not listening to that stuff. Okay. I'm not trying to be mean, honestly. It's just that it comes out. I see Raul and I'm like, ugh. Just kidding. I'm not trying to have that spirit. I'm trying to say, let's be careful here. All right, letter C. Don't allow the beginning of inappropriate relationships. Flee also youthful lust, but follow righteousness, faith, charity, peace, and all those good things. But let's not follow youthful lust. Now, yes, he was talking to Timothy. And yes, Timothy was a young pastor. But everybody has that in them. And some of these things you can direct message. By the way, and I'm really getting ahead of myself, but we'll save time at the end of the message. You don't need to find your old girlfriend. Your old boyfriend, okay? You know, and all that. And then a little direct message. Direct them back. Drop dead, okay? And especially if it's someone, now someone direct message you something. I get them from Ryan or something. He'll send me a joke or whatever. But, you know, some girl would direct text me, or some guy, if you're a girl, sent it out to you. Don't go for that, okay? Be very, very careful. Inappropriate relationships. Lust is a big problem in our society. It's funny how immorality is driving the bus of destruction of our country right off the cliff. When we think about the persecution that may come in our country someday to Christians, I didn't think it would be because of homosexuality and transgenderism and things of that nature. But that's what's happening. And so we need to be very, very, very careful. We hear all kinds of nonsense. Let's be very careful. Lust causes all kinds of problems. Don't let someone start some type of, either whether it's texting, something of that nature. Look, the first time someone says something that's a little bit shady or a little bit inappropriate, you kill it right there. Well, I'll let my husband know. I'm not talking, you know, somebody at work sends something like that, say, hey, that's the last time you will do that. The next time I will tell the boss. You got to do it. I don't want to make anybody mad. You know what happens? You're playing right into that whole thing. Don't allow that. Be very, very careful. Destroys your family. Don't allow, letter D, don't allow yourself wrong associations. We know Psalm chapter 1, that's what it's about. Blessed is a man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. Some of us, because we're using technology, we allow ourselves to be influenced by people we would not allow to influence us face to face. And you are being influenced. So be very, very careful about all of that. Now, let's go to number 2. Guidelines for the family. These are just some practical things I want to throw out for us to be careful. When I say guidelines, you ought to have guidelines for technology, particularly if you have younger children in the home. Okay? It's vitally important. First of all, computers and devices must be in the open. There's too much temptation if you're in the comfort of a private room. That little child's, they probably just shouldn't be hiding in their room anyhow, but, my little one's got to do homework and they need that thing. Have them do it right there in the open. Don't let them go where they're going to hide. And while you think they're doing homework, they're connecting with somebody else. And we'll talk about that in a few minutes. Don't be naive. You cannot be naive. You just can't. Well, you know, I trust my child. I don't trust my child. I don't trust myself. So I'm not going to trust your child. Okay? I don't trust you. Okay? I've been doing this long enough. I think you're a good person. I don't think your kids are evil or bad, but I know kids and I know adults and I know flesh. And if we put ourselves in the wrong situation, we're putting ourselves in a situation where we would do something that we probably didn't want to do. But we put ourselves in a bad position. And so let everything in the open if it has to be used. Okay, here we go. This is where the hate fest happens. Don't throw stuff because I'll throw back. Teens should never have social media. Now, this could be very easy if you would help us. It's a school rule. You know, Pastor Myers, I love you and I love the church. I love the school. I just don't like that. You know what? I totally understand that. But if your child's going to go to our school, they're not having social media. We are not going to police that junk. And again, I wish you would just trust me a little bit to understand that that is where 95% of the teenagers and children in our churches and our schools' problem comes from. I'm not just saying that. Okay? I want to go on social media and see where you had pizza. Okay? I'm okay with that. But that's not what's going on. And they are not allowed to have, please, please, if you want your child in our school, don't fight us. I'll be real, I'm going to be real, real honest here. Occasionally, a child in our school will do something that's foul. I consider foul. Now, they don't quite understand what they're doing or what they're saying, but because I'm an adult, I know exactly what they're talking about, and sometimes it's sexual in nature. And they don't even understand, but they get suspended and they get in trouble. Let me just tell you something. I'll throw it out here for you now. We're hammering on that next school year. That's going to be up for suspension first time. Amen. It's done. Amen. But when the kids do, when the ones that have done this thing, it's like, where did they learn? They're not out doing that. Where are they learning that from? Technology. And they don't even quite, now some of them do because they've, maybe the home's a little different, but they don't even know quite know what that is, but they know it's just something cool they saw on the internet or someone told them on social media, and so they say it. Listen, that is done. Now, they've always been suspended, but I'm tirade mode. We'll have a school of 20 if we have to. Okay? That stuff's not going to fly. So, by the way, some of you kids, I'm putting you on check. I think the school rule says it's up to 5 days or something. The school rule now is 5 days to expulsion, first time, my decision and the school board's decision. And if by some strange twist we decide that you can come back, if you even sniff of anything like that again, you're done for good. There is no place for that. And you kids don't get it. It's not cool because you're seeing somebody do it on your iPad. It's not cool because you're hearing somebody say it on social media. I think it's a big deal. And we're not going to do that. But the point is, you're getting that because you're sneaking onto these things. No social media. Now, you say, well, they don't let your kids put apps on your phone. Well, here, you can take my phone. And they're downloading an app. Oh, that's just an app. It's a game. No, it's a social media. What's the new one, brother? Is that Monkey? The new social media? Are you awake? Monkey, right? That's the bad one? That's a bad one. Now, I don't understand it, but Brother Ross, he's on all of those. So Brother Ross, that's the one where predators can get in there. Now, you see it on your phone, Monkey, it's like, oh, it's some game like, you know, Temple Run, and monkeys are jumping around. Listen, that's not what that is. Okay? Nothing. And let me, I'm getting ahead of myself. Video games. Okay? Video games have social media aspects now. Now look, it used to be, you know, Donkey Kong did not have that. Pac-Man didn't have that. Are you with me? You either did good or you didn't do good. Okay, either you boom, 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 boom. Okay, that's those days are over. Now they're playing with other people and they're cussing and they're doing all kinds of garbage and some of the people are dressed like harlots and it's just, but again, parents, you got to know this stuff. Okay, be very careful. You say, I'm just too busy to know that stuff. You got to know it. Sorry. Social media. Now, if you weren't mad at me, the next one will probably get you there. Teenagers should not have cell phones. Now, I can't tell you what to do, parents. And I know, some of you, it's like, I get it. And it's your kid, and I say it, and it's like, okay, we've heard this before. We'll get through this 5 minutes, and my kid's going to run out with a cell phone. Okay. But do me a favor. Let's be a little honest here. Don't get mad at us when they get in trouble. All right? See, they come, they violate the rule, and the 95% is fine, but we have flare-ups every now and then. But and then we get on them in the school, and they get in trouble, and you're mad at us. Don't get mad at me. Okay? You know, we have to have some, we have to have this. You know, we're telling you to take the kids, not to have your kids in public school because there's too much danger and garbage in there. And by the way, it's worse now. Just so they can get that on social media and bring it into our school? No. Not happening. Not happening. Okay? And by the way, you kids that do have them and you've talked your parents into it, you're not allowed to bring it around on the property. Am I right? They can't have it on the soul winning bus. Am I right? Okay. If not, then I'm telling you, you don't bring it on the soul. I don't want to see it. Okay? Your kids, your business, not my monkey, not my circus. But if they're in our school, we deal with the problem. So I'm trying to listen. There's enough temptation out in this world. Let them grow. Let them get to adulthood. Our house, it's you graduate from high school or age 18 if I feel that you deserve it. And that's up to me. Same thing with driving. Say, why? You don't want to drive at 16? Have you ever seen a 16-year-old drive? Okay, my insurance is outrageous enough as it is, all right? I ain't giving them a license at 16. But you say, well, you're old and you're prudish. Whatever, pray for me. But I'm going to try to wait till they're at least adults or maybe spiritual mature enough to go with it. So let's be very, very careful. By the way, just be a cheapskate. You'll save money. By the way, everything, if you don't understand technology, every bad thing we talked about is on the cell phone. In their pocket, anywhere they're at. The bad music, okay? The bad video games, all the bad social media, you just name it. It's all right there, in their hand, in their pocket. Okay? All right, here we go. Everything should be out in the open. Now, this isn't just children, because if you follow what I suggest to you, they won't have phones or social media, but this is good for adults. It always bothers me when I'll have adults coming in, there's problems in marriage or whatever, and we're talking. It's like, you know, he or she won't let me look at their phone. That's a problem. I can get on my wife's phone anytime I want. Now, I don't know why. I can't understand her call log. It's a little different than mine. She understands it. But my fingerprint's there. She can get into mine anytime she wants. I got nothing to hide. I got nothing to hide. I don't delete texts. I have texts from when I bought I think my texts go all the way back to 2014. Maybe I should delete them to save space on my phone. I don't delete anything. Okay? It's all right there. She can look through my photos. And she doesn't see enough photos of me since I don't take selfies. I need to do that a little bit more. But it's when you don't want people to see what's on your phone, adults, that's because there's something wrong. And so you ought to welcome that. That builds trust. Letter E, we already talked about this. Don't allow hiding in the room with technology. That's the same thing. Number F, be careful with children and their earbuds. Cracks me up. We'll go out to eat and you'll see a family out to eat and the three kids are tuned out. It's like, we could have ate at home. It would have been cheaper and we're not talking anyhow. Okay? I just don't want them walking around all the time with something plugged in and they're tuning you out because they're probably listening to something that's wrong. Be careful who you follow and what you like. And we already talked about that. Have some discernment. You know, my Aunt Lucy, who's not saved, and my, you know, cousin Jamel or whatever her name is, they were at the beach in a bikini, and I like that photo. What message does that send? Okay? Now, again, they're unsaved. I'm not saying you should comment like, hey, floozy, get some clothes on. Okay? That's not your business. But you don't have to like it. You know, yeah, we missed church, and we were out doing this. Oh, hey, click. No. By the way, I don't like anything on Instagram. I figure if I like one, then I have to like everything, and I don't like anything. So if you say, how come you don't ever like my pictures? Number one, I barely look at Instagram. And number two, I don't like anything because I have to like everything. So it's not that I don't like you. It's just that I don't like you, okay? I don't like anything there. I'm trying to just be honest, you know. Okay, and then next, we're done. Guidelines for following. Guidelines for following, getting involved with technology completely. And we're almost done. A, be cautious of the new. Now, I'm not against rejecting the new. But let's be cautious. I just got this list. All these things that came out, I can remember people preaching on them. When pagers came out, you don't need a pager, that's your sister texting. And it was most of the time, okay? Because we're just very careful. What is that going to lead to? Okay, and there's good part. The internet, you know, be very careful on the internet. Email. I remember when email, email first got popular. People were finding their old girlfriends and emailing back and forth and running off and all that nonsense. Cell phones, texting, apps, social media. I understand that. We adopt it. Let's not just adopt everything. Oh, I heard about this newest social media. Let's jump on it right away. Do you know what's involved with it? Do you know the dangers of that particular one? Let's think it through. Make sure everything's appropriate. Letter B, if you can't control it, kill it. I'm just telling you, if you have trouble and technology has pushed you into areas you don't want to go and you're sincerely trying to fight it and get back on a spiritual path, let me just tell you something. Get rid of it. Sometimes I've dealt with many people, they'll come in my office and they have some type of deal that their addiction or something they're dealt with, and it's either you're getting a flip phone or get rid of your technology completely because that's the issue. You gotta get this thing right. And if you can't, if you're just constantly going back to it, letter C, set up some guidelines. Set up guidelines. Hello. God bless you. Letter D, add in accountability. Okay? You ought to be accountable in what you're doing. It's amazing. Now, guys will sit there, you know, I've heard complaint, you know, people just playing video games for hours on end. I mean, look, I can only play Pac-Man for so long, all right? Asteroids. I used to like Galaxa. How many remember Galaxa? The bugs. I just hate cockroaches, and just even if they fly. But, you know, grown men up all night playing video games. Come on. Come on, come on, come on, come on. What is that all about? Get a life. Okay? I'm not, you know, you want to play some little game that's not wrong for a little bit with the kids or whatever? 8 hours? 3 in the morning? Okay? Do you know that kingdom you're building is fake? It's not real. But I'm the king of, you know, roller coaster tycoon. You build a roller coaster park. Look at my roller coaster park. I'm making hundreds of, you're not making anything. Okay? In fact, you probably lost your job because you're addicted to that thing. Letter E. Don't look for old friends, okay? You can find, I'm following them on Facebook, and in a little bit, I could tell you story after story. People married, and I don't know, I guess sometimes it's a midlife or post-life crisis. You know, you remember back when you drove the old 57 Chevy back in the 70s, and we were in love. Listen, she's a hag now, you're a bad guy. I mean, come on. You know, you're not going to go back to the way you were, okay? Walk by a mirror. It's not changing. And if it is changing, it's changing in the wrong direction, not the better direction, okay? Unless you get plastic surgery, that's a message for another day. But the point is this, okay? Social media technology is killing our families. It's killing our children. We've got to get a grip on it. You say, man, but you know, I have relatives, they'll think we're weird if our kids don't have that. Let me say this kindly. I really don't care what my family thinks. Now, I don't act weird around them, and I get along with them. But if they want to get on me because my kid doesn't have a cell phone, tough luck. Okay? They don't counsel. They don't talk to people about problems. They don't deal with kids in the school because they had a little too much freedom or they snuck something. I get it. I get what the problem is. And I'm just saying, let's keep them safe. Okay, and that will work. Let's pray.